I'm Don Wernz on The Morning Mess, and it's time now for Dial a Doc, brought to you by FHN. And today on Dial a Doc, we dial up Dr. Sean Chiana, who is the Chief Medical Information Officer for FHN. Sean, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you.
People may notice something a little bit different when they're going to their provider with FHN. You know, something that we're used to seeing for years just may not be happening anymore. What I'm talking about is when the nurse or the provider walks into the room where you're to be seeing a doctor, and they're carrying that big old fat chart with all the information and all the stats on you and your medical history over the years, and that just may not be happening. What the heck's going on?
Like every other industry, we're starting to use computers more and more, and for quite some time now, we've had a great amount of data on our computers. It's secure, so people that aren't supposed to look at it can't look at it, but we can look up laboratory tests and x-ray reports and detailed nursing notes and so on and so on. But now we're going to start writing our physician orders in the hospital on a computer, and also very soon we'll write our office notes on a computer as well.
You know, this topic of interest is obviously a big interest to the medical community because you don't have to haul around those big files and have to have them stored and all this other stuff. But how is this important information to patients of FHN and also the general public at large?
Well, I think it gives us a bunch of new tools to help us do even better care than we're already doing. For instance, it's more than just recording a note in Microsoft Word or something like that. The software we use actually helps guide us, so that if I admit somebody to the hospital, as I sit down to write the admitting orders, I've got expert information right at my fingertips. I can use a pre-manufactured order set that was designed both by experts and then modified by our medical staff so that I know I'm giving exactly the right antibiotic and so on. So it gives me new tools of making sure that I'm practicing the most up-to-date way, not something that I learned in medical school 20 years ago. Of course, it removes my bad handwriting from the equation, which is always important. And it gives us ways of properly sharing data with other providers that should be able to see it. So, for instance, if you're seeing a specialist and a primary care physician, they don't have to mail a letter to each other. They can automatically look at each other's information as long as the patient allows it.
You mentioned some of the records that we're talking about that are going to go electronic, but overall, what kind of records are we talking about as far as a specific patient is concerned?
In the near future, I think that almost everything will be electronic except for the pieces of paper that a patient has to sign. But we already can look up inpatient and outpatient laboratory tests, x-rays, CAT scans, MRI scans. We can even view those images on the computer ourselves. We don't have to hang up films on a light box like we used to. Vital signs, nursing notes, the physician's history and physical and so on, they're all on the computer and have been for quite a few years. We've been prescribing electronically for a couple years now. So the part that we're adding today is that we'll be able to electronically write our hospital orders.
You mentioned the fact that the medical providers are going to be able to provide better care because of the fact that you're going to these electronic medical records. But I would imagine this also just overall for medical providers means a heck of a lot of less hassle. It means that if more than one provider is involved with a patient, that the information is going to flow faster and easier. I would imagine for providers, this is going to be great.
I think so. I mean, we have a little fear, of course. Nobody likes to change things if you've been doing something the same way for a quarter of a century. But yes, it's really going to bring a lot of new tools to us. In addition, the products that we use, the technology that we use, sort of acts as an extra helping hand to look over our shoulders to make sure we don't prescribe something to which our patient is allergic, or that we don't prescribe two drugs that shouldn't be mixed together. So it gives us an extra layer of safety, things we've already been cautious about all our lives, but now we know we have one more tool helping us out.
Sean, why is FHN doing this now as opposed to a year from now or 2 years from now or any other time for that matter?
Well, part of the answer is it's been the natural evolution. I think we're just finally at the point, you know, where we're able to implement this stuff. We've had committees working on the physician end of it for several years already. A little bit of the credit goes to the government. They've kind of put the spurs to hospital. Fortunately, we were far enough along in our own planning process that we didn't have to rush or scramble. But the government put out incentive money, but that's really just kind of a tease. They're actually going to start taking away money from hospitals for not using electronic medical records in a few years. So fortunately, we were far enough along that we didn't have to worry about getting in that kind of trouble, but you'll see a lot of other hospitals trying to catch up in the near future.
On Dial-A-Doc this morning, we're visiting with Dr. Sean Chiana, the Chief Medical Information Officer for FHN, about FHN transitioning to electronic medical records. Doctor, can you give us, without going too deep, remember now, you're dealing with me when you're talking about computers and electronic records. So on layman's terms, can you kind of give a little information about how this whole process works?
Sure. Well, let's say I admit a patient today. What I would have done yesterday in all of my professional life is after my visit with the patient in the hospital, I'll go sit at the nurse's desk and write usually what amounts to a full page of handwritten orders. Every medical student is taught a way to memorize what they're supposed to remember, but of course, we want to remember the diets and the activity and the nursing orders and the IV fluids and the tests and medications and so on. So now, today, when I do that, as I sit down, first of all, I'll call up the diagnosis that I made, and then the computer will offer me some choices on order sets, which we purchased from a commercial vendor based on expert opinions. And then for absolutely every order set, our own physicians went through them with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that we agree with the recommendations and that it fits with our capabilities. So that helps me remember. I won't walk away at the end of the session and think as I'm driving home, oh, shoot, I forgot to order the diet or something like that. But more important than that is, since that was created by experts, I'll be sure that I'm prescribing the right antibiotic or, you know, what have you, the right medication. I don't want to say that it tells the doctor what to do, but it does keep us from forgetting important elements. Furthermore, a really neat feature is with just a click of a button, it'll take me to a subscription website that we subscribe to called UpToDate. And this is like a modern textbook on wheels. You know, it's got everything on every diagnosis I'd ever want to look up. And not only that, it's very up-to-date. Most of the textbooks on my shelf, even if it was just something I purchased last year, they're already 7 years out of date when they finally get published because they're based on older information. UpToDate, on the other hand, will always have the freshest and latest. So that if I want to review something just to make sure that my plan is accurate, I've got that tool for me.
This electronic medical records initiative has been nicknamed at FHN Elmer. Where did the name come from?
We had a contest, and one of the FHN employees submitted the winning name, and it stands for Electronic Medical Records Initiative at FHN.
This is, as you mentioned, not only an important process, but this is the actual process is getting started today. This is a big day.
Today is the day, right at noon, that physicians start electronically writing their hospital orders. So it is a very big day. We have several experts walking around the hospital. If any visitor happens to see somebody wearing a green flashing sign around their neck, they'll know that that's somebody that can help the doctors if they are having trouble at the computer. Of course, we've had to purchase some hardware so that every doctor's got a computer to sit in front of and so on. And we are ready to go. They've all been trained. We have a good group that's been willing. I haven't heard too much complaining, so we've been real happy with that.
And on a serious front, does this mean, Sean, that we're going to have to do away with all jokes in the past that have had to do with not being able to read doctors' handwriting?
Yeah, those jokes will go out of fashion, but I think we all have enough foibles that you'll certainly be able to come up with some new ones, maybe the way we dress or the cars we choose or something like that. But I'm sure that there's plenty of material out there if you want to make jokes.
So now we can pick on your tie instead of your writing.
Yeah, actually, I've gone the British way. The doctors in England have stopped wearing neckties, and so I've kind of done that, too. There's concern that they might, you know, carry infection if you lean over and they dangle against a patient or something. So the tie jokes are out, too. You'll have to come up with something else, Don.
Sean, many thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It sounds like this is a great initiative and a big day for FHN. We congratulate you on that and wish you the best of luck with it. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thank you very much. We're very excited. Always nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Sean. That's Dr. Sean Chiana, the Chief Medical Information Officer for FHN, joining us on Dial the Doc this morning, brought to you by FHN.